Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, and today we're going to be kicking off what is sure to be a pretty fun week. As you know, we like to always kind of mix up things up a bit and do some theme weeks. As you remember, for the first week of August, we, of course, covered MTV's birthday. So we looked at some of the videos that were featured on that first day. And, of course, we occasionally have done tribute songs. You know, I did one for when Alex John Such passed away. I know John did one for when the guy from the Foo Fighters. I apologize if I'm kind of blank on his name. I'm sorry. I want to make sure I don't. Taylor Hawkins, when he passed away, and then of course myself, Scott, and Andy did a little 3-day tribute for Olivia Newton-John when she passed away. But now we're going to be looking at a series of videos here that were they were big hits at the time, but they ended up being the lone hits for these artists, which of course means we are going to be talking about one-hit wonders, specifically one-hit wonders from the 1980s. As we know, the 1980s was just full of one-hit wonders from all sorts of different bands. And to start things off here, the one-hit wonder I'm going to be discussing today is kind of one of the first big videos that actually kind of hit the market there on MTV, because this was a month after MTV had launched. And the song we're going to be talking about is Heart in My Heart by Quarterflash. This, of course, was off their album, their self-titled album, and it was released on September 1981. Definitely, like I said, ultimately would be their only big hit. They would have a few more albums after this, but this would be their the peak of their career with this song. And again, the video, when it came out in September 1981, easily in heavy rotation on MTV during its early days. So it was definitely one of the big hits at the time, but ultimately ended up being a one-hit wonder. So if you're watching along here via the YouTube link, we, of course, are going to get started here. It's not too long of a video, just about 4 minutes. But yeah, so if you're watching along, we are on the triple zeros, and we're going to get going in 3, 2, 1. And play. Of course, we have here the lead singer and sax player, Rindy Ross. It's kind of a weird name, Rindy, but she's running through these hallways here in her little little black leotard there, and now going into a door here. And we got now there she is on this stance here. Looked like there was there they are. So we got someone here juggling flaming clubs. She's walking through the door here. Now we got some gymnasts performing behind her. So I think this video definitely came in at the right time. Like I said, came out in September of 81, and MTV had just launched the month before in August. So this was easily, I'm sure, in heavy rotation. And one of those, one of those earworms where you don't, when you hear it, you just kind of have to nod along with it. So now we're outside here in this like little construction area, and we got this little kid here who's got the same hairstyle as Ross, just kind of sitting at this mirror, as kind of alternating with the with her going through that continuing to go through that hallway, and now here she is at the. At the mirror with her three small doppelgangers here, if you will. And as she's continuing to walk down this hallway, and this is really during a time where the 80s were kind of a flush with these rock bands that had either female singers or you know, female, you know, ladies who were, you know, playing the other instruments. Now he have here she is playing the saxophone, which is not an instrument you hear a lot of with rock bands. While the rest of her colleagues here, the drummer, they're using those motorcyclist helmets as his drums. And now we got the guitar player here. I believe this is, let me just confirm, I believe this is a Marv Ross, yes. As everyone's kind of doing. And now we have Rendy in a tuxedo on the back of one of those motorcycles. Says I don't know if it's trying to make the impression that they're driving, but they're clearly not. They're standing in place because the other cyclists are driving around them. And now we kind of, we're now alternating between all the places that we've seen her before. Here in the hallway, back at that desk and mirror. Here in this little warehouse with the motorcyclists, and now we've got somebody on a backhoe, and now someone with a blowtorch. What? I mean, I've seen this video more than, you know, a bunch of times, and it's just, you know, you just kind of, you know, look at it, and you're like, what is going on with this thing? You know, that's a common theme for a lot of these videos, is that they don't seem to have a through line through them. They just kind of do things. And now she's exited the hallways, is now in this construction site, and kind of weird considering how long and deep those hallways looked. The fact that it's just a small building is kind of weird. Now she's getting on the back of a bike as this backhoe is now destroying the container there. Now the guy with the flamethrower putting it to put the flames. So very interesting video. Again, the song is definitely one of those earworms where you hear it once and it's just, you know, stuck in your head. You know, it's definitely an interesting video. And it was an interesting song, and like I said, it was one of the biggest songs at that time. But ultimately became a one-hit wonder, as we never really got anything else from them. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, they can at least take note that they at least did have one big hit. So they at least had that going for them. So with that, I will go ahead and say thank you for joining me here. This has been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing what else we got going on throughout this week, what other one-hit wonders we are going to be talking about. So I might have another one here in the works, but you'll just have to wait and see what it is. So with that said, I thank you again for joining me. Be sure to check out us every day here, Monday through Friday. Here with the Jukebox Song of the Day. Be sure to check out everything else going on here, not just here on the Pop feed, but also on the PTB Wrestling feed and the NorthSAF Connection. Lots of great things going on. Great things every day, so be sure to check all those out. So thank you again for joining me. I am Steve Riddle. This has been the PTB Video Jukebox Song of the Day, and we will see you next time.